You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From a legend, a wise cat, and a man that has always had jazz in his blood, that was Mr. Alvin Queen with his trio with the tune Sushi off his 2019 CD called Tribute to OP, paying respects to his old friend and mentor, Oscar Peterson. Born in the Bronx, his family relocated to Mount Vernon when he was 2 years old. Even though they were poor, he was surrounded by many folks like him that sprouted into the leading exponents of their generation. There were scores of musicians around him, like Jimmy Hill, Jay Hoggard, Tommy Jones, and so many others. As a kid, he used to go head-to-head at the infamous 4th Street Playground with other wannabe hardwood stars like Future, Academy Award winner Denzel Washington. In fact, it was Denzel's father, Elder D. Washington Sr., who was the pastor of the First Church of God in Christ, where Alvin's grandmother was a member. That church ended up playing a pivotal role in Alvin's life because it's where he got his first dose of spirit-filled music. It's where he began connecting with and conveying the rhythms of his life. Alvin was introduced to jazz at a very early age through his father, catching shows at the Apollo, seeing legends like John Coltrane, the Cannonball Adderley Quintet, featuring Nancy Wilson, and even Ruth Brown, who would end up giving Alvin one of his very first professional gigs. Things would take off when Andy Lolino escorted Alvin to the original Birdland on 52nd Street for the annual Grace Drum Night. Andy seated his student right next to an all-star lineup of drummers like Art Blakey, Elvin Jones, Mel Lewis, and Max Roach. And after Alvin played, they all poured accolades on the young prodigy for his performance. But it was really in 1963 that played out to be the big night in his early jazz experience. That's when John Coltrane was performing at Birdland, and Alvin happened to be on hand for the recording of the now famous Live at Birdland album, featuring the tune Afro Blue. Elvin Jones sat Alvin at the front table under the drums next to Alvin's wife. And we recently caught up with Alvin via Switzerland about his life, and he had so many wise pieces to impart, like this.
There's a pattern within the musical structure which you follow. You can't change music. You grow off of the pattern of it, you see, off of the feeling of it. It's like dances. You can't tell somebody to dance if they're not danceable, if it's not there.
And Alvin would continue on and on, like the way he sees music. Have a listen to this.
Think of a kid, if you slow it down, think of a kid skipping along up and down the street. And think of the basic of the beat under that kid. He's not in a rush. He's taking his time, eating his candy, going home. You see? That's what I want. So that's what music is to me.
So after regular communication with other musicians who decided to call Europe home, like Kenny Clarke and the great Art Taylor, he decided to permanently move there in 1979. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of Charlie Bird Parker and Herman Mahari, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you yet another fine hour of jazz music. From the legendary Maharaja of the keyboard, this is Oscar Peterson with his duo. This is in 1950 with the tune They Didn't Believe Me. And as we do, let's have a listen to Alvin talk about his old friend.
Oscar, you are a genius. He said, come in the room and shut the door. Sit down. He says, I am only an ordinary piano player. People say that I'm a genius. I'm only a decent human being who played the piano. Okay? I got recognition and I got success, and that is the core category where people put you in. I can sit with anybody. The best person I could sit with is a bum or homeless person in the street, because they're real, man. They're going to give me something real. You see? And that's the bottom line. Is the bottom line, I never saw success. And I go back and I look at my biography, I look at everything, and I don't believe, can one person do that? This is Alvin Queen. I'm calling you from Geneva, Switzerland, and I'd like to say thank you very much to Joe Domino, and he has a great radio program in jazz, and please continue to listen because there's a lot of words of wisdom and a lot of music here. Joe, I love you. Thank you very much, and keep the music swaying. Keep the people entertained. We'll be right back.
That was the master cat of all jazz cats, Miles Dewey Davis III, with another master alongside him, John Coltrane. That was in 1955 with the tune Budo. And we have another classic anecdotal story from Alvin. Have a listen.
And I was sitting there at the table with Elvin Jones and his wife. And Elvin, for some reason, said, the kid has got to learn. The kid has got to learn. He picked me up and he put me behind the drums with John Coltrane. And I remember John Coltrane growling, come on, Elvin, get the kid, get the kid. I mean, that was the biggest thrill of my life. Those were the opening doors to everything.
Keeping in line with the Alvin Queen lineage, let's have a listen to the storied trumpeter Art Farmer with Elvin Jones circa 1956 with the tune Reminiscing as we keep on spinning those memories around here.
Thank you. Jackson and Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
That was the proverbial jazz master of the drums and beyond, Art Blakey, with the Jazz Messengers back in 1947 with the tune The Thin Man. And again, we have a story from Alvin about his good friend, Art. Have a listen.
Before we go back uptown, I know your mother ain't going to like this, but I'm going to catch this show. And that's when I went to the Apollo Theater and I saw Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. I saw John Coltrane do My Favorite Things. And at that time, they had Reuben Phillips' big band. I saw Arthur Prystock. I saw Stevie Wonder when he was a kid. I saw Michael Jackson, Jackson 5. The whole Motown thing was going on at that time.
From the talented modern-day jazz pianist and composer Eric Reed, we go next. This is the 2019 tune, Road Life. He knows all that way too well in his many travels. This is the tune, Everybody Gets the Blues. Speak the truth, my man.
This is Eric Reed. You're listening to Neon Jazz, undiluted, unadulterated, uncut.
Somehow it's hoping when words are spoken, this could be the one. Tender and true to you, and fills you with emotion. A new devotion, you get the notion, this could be the one. Love is worth it, every single try. Love is worth it. There is no one to deny this. So simple and so complicated at the same time. Maybe you will find a special one of a kind. This could be the one. This could be the one. This could be the one.
That was the acclaimed Canadian Juno-nominated jazz vocalist and recording artist Karen Plato off the 2019 CD, This Could Be the One, and that would be the title track. So Karen has performed throughout Canada and in the Western United States for concert societies and many jazz festivals. She works as a composer, arranger, music educator, concert producer, and an artist. She is always very busy, and she has three times been nominated the Canadian Jazz Vocalist of the Year at the National Jazz Awards, and she is a West Coast Music Award nominee. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she summed things up about her life for us.
Possibly writing a song was while driving a tractor, you know, not the tractor with the cab and the heavy-duty sound system, but the cabless tractor where you're left to your own imagination. And so I think I have to thank my, you know, background of being Prairie Girl for some of the beginnings of what has taken me this far in my life, you know, regarding music and how I how I use it or how it comes to me.
From a jazz legend raised in poverty in Pennsylvania's coal mining industry, let's move on into the legendary Sheila Jordan with the 1962 song Laugh Clown Laugh. And as we do, let's listen to Karen talk about what she learned from the legends like Sheila.
You know, being very true to the music, when you, as far as going through jazz standards, you know, or the looking at the music and what is on the page, what was composed, what are the correct lyrics, what are the correct notes, knowing that before you go forward and, quote, do your own thing with it.
Even though something inside is grieving,
and me. to me, my only love. Let's close up the house for the night and keep the rest outside. Come to me, my little dove. I fear that the cat snuck inside, but I know we'll both survive. All through the day, the world seems to keep us apart, and all through the day I get such an ache in my heart. The night comes, pulls down the sun, hard run, nothing else can be done. Loved one, all the rest are forgotten, it's just you and me.
That was the talented duo of New York City jazz singer Hillary Gardner with jazz drummer Charles Ruggiero with the Smalls live CD release Play the Bird and the Bee, a smart, playful, and swinging album that is unabashedly jazz, and it's rooted as a tribute to one of the 21st century's most compelling pop songbooks and duos. The longtime friends Hillary and Charles initially connected over their shared love of The Bird and the Bee. It's an LA-based synth-pop duo headed by Greg Kurstin and Inara George, and this album is paying their ultimate respects to the band. And I caught up with both Hillary and Charles about this release, and this is what they had to say about it.
Well, I think they do this very rare thing where these songs are, they're hooky and they're funny and you can dance to them, and they're just, they're this really kind of sugary, light, fun music that's very easily digestible. But then when you start actually taking a closer look, you know, listening a little bit deeper, the architecture is, it's incredibly sophisticated.
From the cool and talented saxophonist, composer, and educator David Bixler, this is a great album. This is the song Leap off the 2019 CD In the Face of Chaos, as we keep this jazz piece roaring on. Thank you.
My name is Karen Plato, and I live in Vancouver, BC, in Canada, and I am listening to Neon Jazz.
That was the Leesburg, Florida native trumpeter, composer, arranger, and vocalist Theo Crocker with the 2019 single Subconscious Flirtations and Titillations Singer, as he just keeps on pushing that jazz envelope right across the proverbial table. And our final wandering into the jazz world is going to be a classic cut from the original Cat of All Cats. This is Duke Ellington with his orchestra in tow back in 1947. This is the Golden Feather, and that's what he made with his music. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer and a cat who always catches the Golden Feather, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Reach out to us. Let us know what you want to hear. Just give us a little feedback. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.